Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. I hope you don't mind, but today and tomorrow I'm going to grocery list some barriers that come between us and effective Bible study. I will also include a brief explanation. Wanting to impress, Proverbs 25:27. It is not good to eat much honey, so to seek one's own glory is not glory. We have all been there, at least I have. We fall victim to trying to impress the others in the group with our intellect or spirituality or both. Our pride has shifted our priorities from listening to speaking. Sometimes we seek to impress because we are insecure. Possibly we don't feel as if we belong and need to make an impression to feel we are part of the group. Undue urgency to have the answer. The first six verses in Proverbs 2 give us a detailed account of finding God's wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Sometimes it is just a matter of living and waiting. I practice what I call the WD-40 approach. WD-40 is a penetrating oil. Sometimes you have a bolt that is rusted and frozen tight. Exerting too much pressure could damage the bolt, so you spray on the penetrating oil and come back later. Here is one example that comes to my mind in 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. I believed what God said, but for years did not really understand, because sometimes our efforts through biblical love to make a situation better or to change someone do seem to fail. The situation doesn't become better. The person doesn't change. And then one day, voila, love will never fail to do its work inside me as I obey the voice of God. In fact, as I thought of it, God's inside work of love always happens, always succeeds, never fails, in spite of circumstances or other people. We want better things for others, but they may not always cooperate. But God will always do His work in our lives, every time. So that's what He meant. Love never fails. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.